In today's A Moment of Science, we're going to play a game called Either Or. Ready?
Yep.
So, Don, if you were having brain surgery, would you either be out cold or awake during the procedure?
That's simple. I'd be unconscious.
Well, maybe. But more often than you'd think, brain surgeons like to keep their patients awake during the operation.
Really? But isn't it painful?
The patient is numbed up or even knocked out for the cutting into the skull part, of course. But, as you know, the brain itself has no pain receptors. So after the brain has been exposed, the surgeon will often bring the patient back to consciousness.
But why?
It's partly because we know so little about the brain. Scientists have a rough sense of which areas of the brain control functions like speech, hearing, muscle control, and so on. But there's really no precise map, which means that a surgeon mucking around in the brain can easily damage a critical area without knowing it. But if the patient's awake and reacting to what's happening to his brain, that gives the surgeon a better sense of what he's doing.
For instance?
So, for instance, let's say a surgeon is removing a tumor near a part of the brain that controls speech. If the patient is awake and talking, sudden slurring or difficulty forming words is a signal that the surgeon should stop and back away.
So, being awake during brain surgery is really a way to protect the brain.
It may seem strange, but that's the idea.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Antonio Chocca at The Ohio State University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.